This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at $6.76, up 9 on the open. December, $7, up 9.5. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 7:33, up 14.5 on the open. December, 7:44, up 12.25. March, 7:42, up 12.75. July, 5.93, up 3 on the open. September corn opened at 3:54, up 6.5 on the open. December, 3:70, up 5.75. March, 3.86, up 7. May, 3.92.5, up 6. July, 3.99.5, up 3.25. December of next year, 4.04.75, up 4. March of 2009, 4.10.5, up 3 on the open. September beans opened at 8:40, up 8.75 on the open. November, 8.56.5, up 9.5. January, 8.70, up 8.25. March, 8.81, up 9. May, 8.90.5, up 10.5 on the open. The July at 8.99, down a half on the open. September soybean meal opened at 2.32, up 2.80 on the open. October, 2.34.50, up 2.30. September soybean oil opened at 35.80, up 50 on the open. October, 36 even, up 52. At the Merck, August live cattle opened at 92.35, up 7.5 on the open. October, 95.55, up 7.5. August feeders opened at 115.70, down 27.5 on the open. September, 116.15, down 40. October lean hogs opened at 67.50, down 30 on the open. December, 66.95, down 35. And February, bellies opened at 93.80, down 22.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market guru and analyst for the ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Last week we talked about this head and shoulders top in the soybean market, and I've seen we recovered most of that, so I guess all outside market influences. Let's flip it around and look at the corn market and say, do we have a head and shoulders bottom in it?
Well, it looks that way. I mean, last Thursday's price actions kind of got a little kind of like a spike low in it. But if you would look at the December corn futures and just kind of look at the closes only, do a like a one-day moving average or something like that on that, you can see the corn market did go ahead and trace out a head and shoulders bottom formation, and now we've punched above that July-August downtrend line. So it does begin to kind of indicate that at least this corn market has opened its door anyway. The door is open now for a pretty good retracement rally back toward the June highs.
Does 375, speed line breaking around there, potentially tee up something above $4?
Well, that would be the next objective. I mean, I think the important thing here was that the divergence of the technical momentums that we saw with price on the July decline indicated that the target would be to punch out this 371 level, or that July high that corn made when beans were worried about the dry weather, and that we of course did that here today at 71. So the next technical objective here is to probably try to climb on up into, there's a chart gap up there around 395 or 398 or something. So I think your chart people will be at least zeroed in on that to see whether or not this week's price strength can continue on and extend itself up into those price levels.
In the bean market, what does it mean that the Head and Shoulders top that we were seeing last week has now been pushed back to the upside above the neckline of it?
Well, it basically says is the decline that we saw last Thursday, principally driven by liquidation pressures from the spillover activity, concern about subprime mortgages and stock market concerns. It was fund liquidation as they try to balance their equity positioned in the market. Was a phony breakout. Since we were able to climb back above the neckline, that was a so-called bear trap. I would call that as a bear trap because it has trapped the bear down there, because the breakout did not show any downside follow through after it sliced through that last Thursday, and instead now we've back climbed above it. Now, to really confirm it, that it was a false breakout to the downside, I do think that November beans need to penetrate the downtrend line measured off of the July highs. And I'm not too sure. I'm not in front of a screen on a chart to see exactly where that is, but I'm kind of targeting a move up into this 890 level, 880 level, that as probably the next price objective for November soybean futures.
Off of the July and August highs, the downtrend line today looks like it sits right about at 866 and a quarter, right around the 50-day moving average.
Well, that's going to be the key point. That's going to be what November beans need to do, I think, to penetrate that, to really solidify that this Head and Shoulders formation that the market traced out over the summer months is a failed objective and failed formation, and that the market is actually still marching higher. Now, on the weekly cyclicals do indicate that beans have a strong tendency to follow an eight-week cycle from low to low, and maybe a little larger cycle, which is two of those 8 weeks, 16-week. And last week was an ideal time frame for that 8-week and 16-week cycle to come into play. And it does look like the cyclical forces now are churning up for soybeans with this week's price action. And that kind of lays the groundwork anyway for the market to maybe trend higher into the September crop report. And that makes fundamental sense, or at least from a fundamental point of view, you can reason that one out, because the trade is thinking that the soybean prospects have deteriorated due to the dryness that we've seen in the lower half of the growing region. And a lot of people are betting that USDA is going to have to make a downward adjustment in soybean production. So at least you can kind of visualize the cyclicals and the fundamental reasoning that this market may track sideways to higher as we go on into the September crop report.
A lot of analysts have been talking about this ground war, soybeans, wheat, corn, which crop versus what crop over what time frame. A lot of talk about the ground were really heating up after the first of the year, but last night's meeting, you suggested that it might all be over but the shouting by the end of the year.
Well, you always have to this market is very fluid. There's a lot of twists and turns that this market is probably going to take between now and the end of the year, let alone between now and middle part of September or the September crop report. But yeah, I mean, at some point in time, you know, the market is trying to bring in some CRP acreage. To my best guess, or to my best knowledge, is I think 3 to 4 million has not been renewed. So we are increasing the acreage base at least 3 million. And that acreage base may be a little larger than what everybody thinks with these better prices of corn, soybeans, and wheat. So you got to keep an eye on that. At some point in time, this market may decide that increasing all these acres is just not practical, and the market may have to go through some kind of supply rationing move or slowing of demand, depending upon how you want to view it. And the strength may begin to come in the old crop months more so than the new crop months, as it did last year. I think you can look at the wheat market right now. look at nearby prices and look at what next year's price levels are. It's in a big bull spread mode. So there's a lot of different angles how this market could play out here over the fall months, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be exciting. There's going to be a lot of rewards for people that do a good job of marketing, and there's going to be a lot of pain if you miss it. So I would just encourage everyone to continue to watch the market and be prepared for anything to happen, and have some kind of plan in front of them to be able to react if things don't necessarily work out the way that conventional wisdom thinks so.
And earlier rather than later, keep that eye on that market perhaps.
Well, that's a hard one to say, but I mean, the market does look like it's going to worry about next year's production prospects. It's going to worry about current supply-demand balance sheets, and you know, you have the South American growing season beginning as our harvest season starts, we got a lot of outside market turbulence. So it's going to be it's kind of a fun market here to watch, and it's going to keep everybody off balanced, it'd be my guess.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM, you're listening to WILO Urbana.